Roll. Okay, there's the theme music. Hello, everybody. It is Wednesday, April the 10th, 2024. It's 8:15 Toronto time in the PM. And I've even put the date on the video portion of the show for those that find this in a vault buried underneath Gaza when they dig it up in 100 years and find out when were they talking about rubber babies? I mean, if they're still using them in 2124. And this is the Fakeologist Show, where we reconvene every Wednesday with pretty much one of the only working fakeologists in the entire world. This does more research than I do. I never said I did research, by the way. I said I collate research. So we have an active fakeologist out in the field combing through the videos and revealing fakery and going through history and in a video form on a very popular BitChute channel. And that guy is Fake Nukes Phil from Commifornia, as I like to call it. Hey, Fake, how's it going?
Good, Fake, and yourself. Yeah. And you're always a pleasure. And yeah,
I'm anyone with Fake in his name is a pretty good guy in my mind.
That's right. That's
right. You got to get Jim to call himself Fake Jim. Then we'll have a trio there.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I watch Jim's videos mainly because he's all over the place. He talks about a lot of different topics, which I appreciate. So, and he does give a lot of shout outs like you do to my show. And I really appreciate that, of course, because you guys have pretty big audiences as well. So it's good to get some crossover there. So without cross promotion, you're not getting anywhere in this world. No search engine is going to be referring your channel or my channel or Phil's or Jim's channel.
No,
Jim especially, because yeah. he's that third rail of topics there that does. So far, fakery, rubber babies aren't illegal to talk about. It's not hate speech yet.
Not yet. Yeah. I discovered that guy, Aaron Dover, this week. He was exposing the Gaza fakery.
Yeah.
Back in 2018. I guess somebody told me that he ended up committing suicide or something, but he stopped making videos.
Yeah, I was around when he made videos, and I did watch them, but they weren't really compelling to me. I didn't save a lot of them. And then, of course, he died, and everyone says, do you have his videos? His videos are scrubbed. And I thought, oh, but did I miss something? Because I was here in real time when he was punching his stuff out. And, okay, he was questioning everything, but it wasn't blowing me away.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in the topic back then either, and it wasn't until, well, I was gradually taking some in. There was another guy on 153 News. He was called Israel Scum Time or something, and he was exposing all the and he was exposing all the fakery in Aleppo and the Syrian civil war that went on for, I think, 12 years. It went on for this ridiculous long time, but all the gassings, you know, at Douma gas attack was fake, and in Aleppo they were just blowing up some old buildings.
Yeah.
And he could tell, because he would say, look, there's no paint on this building. I mean, this building was already worn down anyway,
right?
And I thought those were good points. And again, so I kept it in the back of my mind, but now this Gaza thing just has brought it all back to the forefront. Now I'm thinking I got to adjust my thinking about this whole Middle East conflict. I think it's been fake from the beginning. I think.
Yeah. You said that. I agree with that, Joe. I agree. I'm on board with that.
And so that changes, you know, that change. Cause I want to be like a George Lincoln Rockwell, you know, National Socialist. And so it's like, well, wait a minute, I gotta downgrade my view of the Jews. I gotta think, okay, well, maybe they're not guilty of murder. Maybe they're guilty of grand larceny. Deception.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, but I wanted them to be guilty of murder. And it's like, well, okay, well, I guess they're not. You know, I think what happens is they trick us to do the murder for them. I think we saw that on 9/11, where they did a movie show there in Manhattan. And it tricked all of us to go sign up. I mean, the military enlistments skyrocketed after 9/11.
Yeah,
And, you know, there are country music stars writing songs saying, we're going to go kick some ass, you know. And America just wanted to kick ass, and we didn't really care who it was. And then Bush told us, we need to go kick Iraq's ass. And we said, okay, well, that's good a place as any. Let's go kick their ass.
That never made any sense whatsoever, by the way. I think everyone was saying, okay, you just said it was a guy in an Afghan cave. Why are we going after Iraq? I mean, it was all a big jumble. Nobody really could care less, because I don't think most people could find Iraq on a map anyway.
Yeah. And your father was the one who first invaded Iraq, 8 years prior or 10 years prior? Right. And so now you're
that was overnight. That was just for a couple of days. That's right after he said to Iraq, okay, don't invade Kuwait. Or sorry, it's okay to invade Kuwait. And then they invaded Kuwait, and they said, no, we said, don't invade Kuwait. Can't you understand English? So, that was kind of like Poland, you know, with Hitler, I think. They said, it's okay, go protect the Germans. We won't do anything. Hey, you invaded Poland. You started it. I mean, the same old, these guys are just such a bunch of, like to call it that. I'm watching this guy who is a dumpster diver in Estonia named Marcus Rayback. Mm-hmm. And, he calls it the cult of Judah, because he really includes quite a few other groups beside the Jews. Mm-hmm. He says the Jews are just sort of the useful group that they needed to create a beachhead in the Middle East, because it's so valuable. I do believe there's tons of oil in the Middle East, more than anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I think they really wanted to establish a very permanent base there. So they needed an excuse to settle a country, because let's be honest, it's all Arabs down there. So I just think this cult of Judah is a much bigger cult than just the so-called chosen people, who I think we can probably all agree that they're not really, there's no lineage to the Israelites in my mind.
Oh, well, I'm seeing it. This stunt going on over there in Gaza, I'm seeing a bunch of gypsies who are pulling a street hustle. And, you know, not all, and definitely not all of them are Jews. I mean, some people say you can't tell an Arab from a Jew anyway. Well, I can, you know, a lot of times I can tell an Arab from a Jew. And
I go back to, what the hell is a Jew? Jew is a religion. I can't look at a guy and say, you're a Catholic. You don't look like a Catholic. If we're talking about the people with the big noses from Eastern Europe, to me, those are Russians and Ukrainians. So what the hell are we talking about here? To me, it's a religion. I think it's a religion. And he calls it a cult. So, and you know, I think most religions are really cults anyway. I'm not a religious person, so.
Well, I kind of lean more towards that it's a race. I kind of think it. I see similarities in Jewish people that go down deep into the subconscious. I mean, deep into their build up or their makeup.
That's programming, though. I think. Well, I think
possibly.
Half the IDF, I was watching interviews, they're Americans that say they're Jews to go over there. So they're not even from there. No one is from there.
Those are the useful idiots. You know, back in the 90s, I wanted to go to Israel.
Was that right?
Because I had been raised that this was the return of the chosen people. And I thought, this for the first time in 2,000 years, Israel is an actual physical country on a map. You know, it's been this mythical place in the pages of this Bible. And many people say that the Bible is a mythical book. So it's like, but now it's a physical place that we can see on the map. And so we need to get to the bottom of this. I mean, is this the real Israel, or is it the fake Israel? Because as far as I was concerned, that was the top priority of all historians of our generation, is to figure out, is this the real Israel or is this the fake Israel? Because it'll prove one way or another whether or not we interpret the Bible and when, in fact, what is the Bible, you know? Yeah. And so I'm completely satisfied with that this is the fake Israel and these Jews are not the real Jews spoken of in the Bible. And that's why they're just doing this Hollywood fakery over there. Now, I tend to agree with Revelation is that they are the synagogue of Satan. But what does the synagogue of Satan really mean? It means that they deceive people like us to go do the killing for them. And we went over to Iraq. I guess there were some people in Iraq that they needed to be swept out of the way. I think there are some Aryans over in Iraq that needed to be erased. And so we went over there and wiped out a few neighborhoods of Aryans, and then it wasn't really a real war. It was just a mop-up operation of leftovers from World War II. And just like that, that's what Vietnam was. There people.
Well, we got a big base in Iraq, I guess, the Green Zone or whatever they call that. They have a base in Syria. That's probably the area that they demoed over there. So the United States Empire has got a base everywhere. I mean, they probably don't have one in Iran yet, but I think it's just more expansion of the empire myself, because energy, oil, I think the idea that oil is unlimited is something that the only way they can keep that secret is to guard and block everyone from looking and discovering for more oil. I think it's an unlimited supply myself. So, if, you know, the problem is when you get these dictators like in Iraq that we put in, they go a little rogue on us. And then they say, hey, we don't need you anymore. Thanks for putting me in power. And I got all this oil. And wait a minute here. We can't be lowering the price of oil down to its natural price, which is probably $5 or $10 a barrel. We need to keep it up at 80. I mean, this is all part of scarcity. This is the whole basis of our economy. So,
yeah, that's probably one big aspect of it. And it brings up an interesting point that the Middle East is so rich in oil.
Yeah.
Because the Middle East is where we get the two rivers from the Garden of Eden. That's the Tigris and the Euphrates.
Yeah.
And so, and I always tend to believe that the other two rivers are the ones that we can't see that go to the underworld. I have a feeling that
the underworld was last week's theme. You keep.
Well, I'm just going to make one quick point.
All right.
I'm thinking this oil we're pumping out is from the underworld. It doesn't come from dinosaurs.
Oh, I agree with that.
And so
it's not dinosaur juice, huh?
No. And so there's something we need to figure out. Yeah. If we figure out the mystery of this crude oil, I think it might unravel the whole.
I think it's just rotting vegetation, and vegetation's rotten all the time. So I think it's constantly replenished. I think the thing with natural gas is also everywhere. And all these earthquakes are just fracking. People are just blowing up underground. You know, I think fracking has its dangers where it can pollute the water supply. I don't know if you saw those videos where people are running their faucets and lighting the match under them and they catch fire a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Natural gas was mixing in the water. I think that's probably real, but I'm not sure. But I think the problem with natural gas is it's so cheap because there's an unlimited supply, and it was starting to probably cut into the oil business. So they said, we got to stop this this natural gas, because we can't make money. We can't control it. And I think that one of the things they control in the world the most is energy. If we have unlimited free energy, cheap hydro, cheap natural gas, cheap oil, then I don't think they can control it in the same way. They can't control the world in the same way. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're certainly under control. And
yeah.
So lockdown. What else did I post this week?
You didn't finish with Aaron Dover. You think he's
making good points. I have suspicions when people die unexpectedly. A lot of people in the truth movement fake their deaths a lot.
Well, he could be an agent, because the agents come and they go. Like I've been around for a few years, and you have too. So you're probably not an agent unless you have an unfortunate accident in a hot tub or a small plane. So just stay away from those two things. Yeah. You'd probably be okay. Mm-hmm. What happened to Aaron Dover? Did he fall off a bridge or something? It was some crazy story.
Somebody in my comment section said they last heard of him in Thailand, and then he supposedly committed suicide or something.
Oh, he jumped out a window. Yeah, stay away from balconies, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, so now I am interested in his work, and he made a good observation back in 2014 that the Palestinians were giving all these birth-defected babies – you know, babies that had, you know, this grotesque birth defects. And they were saying that the Israelis were using depleted uranium. And that's
That was a big story. Oh, my God. Look at this. Yeah. Hold on, am I showing this?
And so, because I've been seeing these crazy. Yeah.
Frick frack?
They've been showing stuff like this on Instagram. Just totally just over the top. Just craziness. And they're going back to that 2014 narrative where the Israelis are using depleted uranium.
What's your take on that? Because I think uranium is just hard rocks. I don't think it has any.
I'm not sure of its use in the military. I was told that it made tank warfare obsolete because once you have a bazooka with a depleted
it can pierce round, through armor. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the story. Yeah.
That's what people were telling me. So it's like, but yet we still see tanks going around in Ukraine and Gaza. I said, well, that 30 years ago, you told me that that was obsolete. Now this whole war in Ukraine is so retarded. I mean, they're digging foxholes and they're fighting like it's World War One. It's like the foxhole thing is over. They don't fight wars that way anymore. It's just so dumb. And these videos from Gaza are starting to make sense of these hideous baby monsters.
So what is the story behind that guy with the balloon head? Is that from uranium, you said? This one here? The one you did here? This is a uranium baby?
I can't translate what the doctor there is saying.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure...
By the way, you need a Samsung phone. My Samsung phone updated just before the show, and you can translate audio now with it. So maybe I'll watch this on my phone and see what it says.
Oh, yeah.
If he's talking, is he talking here?
Yeah.
Are we looking at some kind of freak doll here?
Yeah, and you can hear the groans, but you can tell the groans are coming from a different audio source. Oh, and so, and with the way the ankle moves, it looks very rubbery. And so they put some mechanical features on his face. He's able to move his eyes a little bit and his mouth moves a little bit, but it's just animatronics and the rest of it is
another rubbery. Freak show, eh?
Yeah, it's just a insane diabolical imagination, and it was that way in 2014 when they were making up these stories, and it's that way in this current conflict. This is really a deep, sadistic, mentally insane person that's thinking up this stuff.
Now you have a whole armless series.
what's
going on here? What's with the armless? What's happening?
Yeah, you know, this is impossible. Yeah, they've been doing all these videos on Instagram too, and it's like, this is impossible. You know what this shows me? This shows me that they can fake amputees. And so they're also showing a lot of videos from Gaza with these children that are missing an arm or missing a leg. Well, these videos prove that they can fake amputees really good. And even back in Forrest Gump, that movie came out in 1994. Remember when Lieutenant Dan lost his legs?
Right.
They made that look really real back in 1994. And, you know, that was 30 years ago. And now they're putting these videos out where the person's missing, I mean, from his rib cage down. I mean, that's impossible.
This reminds me of the Addams Family. Wasn't there a couple of cousins from the Addams Family that would come on?
I remember there was the hand.
There's Thing. Taller. He was one of my favorites. Thing. They had other cuckoo relatives that were missing things or more imaginative, more Hollywood. But this armless guy thing is.
See that he's holding him for a sports tournament or something. I guess it's soccer. And I guess he's a big soccer fan, even though he's never played soccer in his life. If that's his real condition, I don't think
he's got a giant head. It seems to be a little out of proportion here.
Okay, yeah. So this is video fakery then. And so, look more real than I would expect. And so they can make this stuff look. So just because we're seeing videos from Gaza of children with missing arms and legs, it doesn't prove anything. Because as you can see, they've got the ability to make these amputees look very real. And, you know, and they're playing with us and they're mocking us by releasing these videos.
Do you remember the Jeff Bauman amputee from the Boston bombing?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if that was real or not.
Well, I think there are real amputees in the world. Would you agree there? Because I think a lot of times, I think even in our modern medicine, if you have an out of control infection, they'll cut it off before it spreads because they think it'll take over your whole body. So if you've got a crazy infection in your foot, they will cut it off at the hospital. Will they not?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I've heard of that stuff.
So there's probably real amputees, but they need acting work too.
Yeah.
Especially with DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. So you, mm-hmm. when you're doing a movie, you probably have to check off. You need so many amputees, so many blacks, so many gay women, that kind of thing, you know, to make your quota.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Boston bombing movie, I'm pretty sure Jeff was a real amputee, but he didn't lose his leg at that Boston bombing.
No, well, they claim he lost it in, where was it, Kuwait? Or it was an IED?
Oh, I thought it was blown off there.
I thought it...
At the Boston bombing. That was the whole point. It blew. Oh.
Yeah, well...
Because he was going down the street with this this bloody leg on in the wheelchair. The guy's pushing him down the street. The cowboy,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, that's the way the media portrayed it. But I think Jim Fetzer exposed that that Bauman came from one of those Middle East conflicts, and he was a victim of an IED, and his legs got blown off. And
yeah, so it wasn't at the Boston bombing, in other words.
No, but now, you know, I think we can maybe consider the fact that maybe he didn't get his legs blown off in the Middle East either.
Right. So yeah,
maybe sure. It was just fake, you know, because like Dave J likes to say, all these wars are fake. And so therefore it'd be impossible for Jeff Bauman to have his legs blown off. And so it was a fake, just like Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump.
Right. My favorite part of Forrest Gump is when they he was with Kennedy and they put him in that scene.
Yeah,
that was a good scene. That blew me away. I thought at the time, I thought, oh, this is cool. How'd they do that? Hollywood. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're using Hollywood in the media and making history with it. That's the problem.
Right. Fake history. Yeah.
Our history books are completely written by Hollywood.
And so we've got the fake arms. We got the fake. Okay. You got a lot of good fakery there. And you got a lot of, what are we looking at here? Is this just some fake injuries here? Oh, okay. What's going on here?
This woman seems to me like she's showing how they fake the burns.
I see. What she got there? A little cinnamon toast or cinnamon juice or what? Okay.
Because the liquid she's using is a brown liquid, so it matches her skin tone. And so she's making her face look like a monster, look like she's been in a bomb attack.
Oh,
and people were in my comment section saying she's doing she's cleaning her pores.
And well, that's possible, yeah.
Well, she's cleaning her pores. Within, you know, why is she using that liquid that's the same tone as her skin tone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
she's doing a poor job cleaning her pores.
Yeah, it. When I see a video like this coming from Gaza, it's like they're pulling a stunt because these people use makeup all the time.
She's a makeup artist.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, she's making herself look like she's been in one of those schools, because the Israelis are targeting schools. Okay. Like that, like if the war was real, like that would be what they would do. You know, all these targets that they're saying the Israelis are, I'm not defending the Israelis. I'm just saying, but it wouldn't make any sense to blow up a school, because all you're doing is just giving your enemy good propaganda to use against you. But of course, Israel's not concerned with propaganda being used against them, because Israel controls all the propaganda coming out of that region. And they don't care if they're seen as the bad guys. Israel doesn't care. And they just want you to think the war is real.
Yeah, I think that might have been a makeup video, but it's all right. It's
yeah, whatever. I may have missed the mark on that one.
It's
but
okay. It still works. I get it.
It just shows how easy they can make themselves look like a bomb victim.
Now this is the eclipse video I think you're showing us here.
Yeah,
the only problem with this picture of the Earth is we're told by Neil deGrasse Tyson, one of the world's leading astrophysicists, that the Earth is an oblate spheroid, which means it's supposed to be fatter in the middle. Why is it a perfect circle?
Yeah,
so they can never get their story straight.
And they sped up the film. See how fast the shadow's moving across the Earth, but the clouds hardly move. I mean, they move just a slight little bit, but they should be moving more, because that's a time lapse of about at least 10 hours. We should see the clouds moving a bit more.
Yeah, they don't. They're not consistent in their BS, are they?
No, and this must be a geosynchronous satellite, because if you noticed, it was not orbiting the Earth. It was staying in one spot above the Earth.
It's a Starlink satellite. That's Elon Musk's. Come on.
Yeah, well, that's the next clip. The next clip is a Elon Musk satellite.
This is the Starlink.
Yeah. And this one looks, I mean, it doesn't even go across the globe or whatever they're trying to say. It just stays in one spot there. So it just, there's a ton of stuff wrong.
Yeah.
The clouds aren't even moving in that one. You see,
this is bad graphics here. I know that Jim Rizzoli was having a hard time. He thought the whole eclipse was fake. He didn't, but where I was in Toronto, it definitely got dark. Street lights did come on, and I got lucky. I was just pulling over, so I actually videoed the eclipse. I put it on FakoTube.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know if it's the moon crossing in front of the sun, but I could look at it the whole time because we had mainly cloud cover. Mm-hmm. And it was just cracks in the cloud. So I'm going to say whatever happened, this is the second eclipse I've actually seen with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say something is happening. They say it's the moon. Okay. But mm-hmm. it definitely went pitch dark here for about five mm-hmm. minutes.
It could be the black sun. I think the Luciferians they stole the knowledge of, and that's how they're able to blind us, is because they've cast a spell of blindness upon humanity. That's why most humans believe what they see in the media, and they can't see the childish nature of the brainwashing. It's because there's a veil of blindness has been descended upon humanity, and that's because these Luciferians have stolen the light, have stolen the maybe the black sun, what the Germans were looking for. And they're using the black sun against humanity right now, and they're turned it into a veil of blindness. And so that's why I kind of was interested in those esoteric Germans and what exactly were they looking for, because if we could flip, it's like a coin. It's like the moon. We only see one side of the moon. So it's like a coin. We could flip it, and that light can be shined upon us, and we would instantly see how childish all this media is. And what we've been lied to about for centuries. And it could be just as easy as just flipping the coin around. But anyway,
this is definitely animatronics here on this.
This is one of those videos that they release. I know the backstory is going to be that they're claiming the Israelis are using depleted uranium, because this is why this child has eyelids. The child never blinks, as you see.
Oh, well, yeah, they don't have that. They didn't buy the blinking doll.
Yeah.
Wow, this garbage is coming out still, flowing freely, huh?
Yeah.
All on Instagram.
Yeah, and so why would the Israelis, if this was real, why would the Israelis want this video to leave Gaza? They would, you know, people say, well, the Palestinians are sneaking around the Israelis. BS. The Israelis control all internet in that region.
Yeah.
And there's no way they're sneaking around and getting the message out unless the Israelis want us to see this.
Yeah. And it's propaganda. So, it's all part of the thing. Question is there anyone in Gaza? I wonder. Has there been anyone in Gaza for a long time? I just think they're letting the place cool off and then they're going to just start rebuilding soon.
Mm-hmm.
You think there's anyone there?
People say they've been filming in Cyprus, and that's where the main filming is. But
well, they could be demolishing in Gaza without anyone there. I think they're still just leveling it. It's probably being rebuilt.
Yeah, all the places they're demolishing is right there. For instance, on the shoreline, the most expensive property in Gaza, they're leveling it because they're going to make it really nice. It's going to have a wider boardwalk, a wider street.
It'll be Agenda 21, yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to have lots of shops and malls. It would be very tourism friendly. And yeah, they're rebuilding the boardwalk area. I mean, think about it. If this war was real, you wouldn't target the beach area because that's not where Hamas is coming from. Hamas is attacking the border of Israel. Right. And so attacking the beach area is only logical if we understand that they're just rebuilding the place, and the nicest part of Gaza they're rebuilding. And so, yeah, this is a stunt. This is a money-making stunt, what they're doing over there.
What do we got here? Who's this fruitcake?
Yeah, Keith Simpson. He's like the Michael Bodden of of England. You know how Michael Bodden's always involved in all the high profile cases like the Michael Jackson.
Right. He's the celebrity coroner.
Yeah. The Nicole Brown Simpson. Yeah. Keith Simpson is the celebrity coroner of England. And it, so as the story goes, whenever a victim was found from the Blitz, it would, the police would pick up the corpse and take it to Keith Simpson. And he collected all 7,000 corpses from the Blitz. Yeah. But he didn't take a picture of one of them. And it, all we have is his word for it that these people even died. And there's no, you know, it's so it's like taking Michael Bodden's word for it.
It's
like,
so convenient. They just have to go to one guy. We don't need any other coroners. It's
exactly.
One guy. And if he's sick, then we'll just wait till he's better. And then we'll bring him another body. That's it would have been anyone else.
Everybody, there would have been all the coroners of England would have been involved in it. It wouldn't have just been one coroner. It's the whole Michael Bodden thing. It's just like he's involved in all the hoaxes here in this country. Keith Simpson was involved in all the hoaxes in England. And I found an interview with his secretary on YouTube, and she worked with Keith Simpson through the 5 years of the Blitz. And all she was doing was laughing about prostitutes and during the whole interview. And it's like, wait a minute, you saw 7,000 corpses come by your table, and you're this whole interview, you're laughing about prostitutes. I mean, it's just, yeah, it didn't happen. The all these corpses that went to this pathologist didn't happen. There were no corpses in the London Blitz.
You got a strange looking head, this guy. It's sort of an extended dome or something.
Yeah.
So he was alive in 1983. Okay, that must have been the end of his end of his life there.
Yeah, so you know, we can go back and we can find these we can go back in time. Once we know how the trick is done, we can go back in time and just unravel all these things. And a lot of times, most of the time, the time is on our side, because as more time goes by, the more impossible it is. Mm-hmm. For instance, like the Lusitania, back in 1914 or 1912.
Right. That was the rich ship that was sunk. That was the.
Yeah. And so the story goes that 260 bodies floated to the shore. Mm-hmm. And they were laid in rows so that the surviving people of the ship can go identify their family member. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have 260 bodies laid face up for identification purposes, you're going to get a photograph of that. In fact, that's going to be the first photograph you're going to take, because it's going to prove, look, this horrendous crime that the Germans committed. But yet nobody thought to go grab a camera and take a picture of those rows of corpses. You see, that's impossible. And people say, well, Phil, it wasn't important for them to get a picture of the corpses. Like, how would it not be important? Cause they're using this whole story as a war crime against the Germans, that the Germans perpetrated a war crime against civilians on a cruise ship. And so you're going to get a picture of the civilian saying, look what the Germans did. And you're going to tell me that the British would pass that up and not get that photo? Of course they would get that photo. And it would be on every single magazine and newspaper in the entire Western world. They would have gotten that photo. So the fact that photo does not exist means it didn't happen. The woman that I saw that said that she identified her father from the rows of bodies from the Lusitania, she did an interview in like 1953. She was lying. I mean, she was smiling when she was recounting the story. It's like, you identified your dead father and you're smiling while you tell the story. It's So all the people that claim that they had family members who died on the Lusitania are liars. And because they don't have any photographic proof to even prove it happened, that anyone died on that ship. They scuttled another ship. And they use some crisis actors to pretend cry and to say that they lost their loved one on the ship.
Same old story. Looks like we got an incoming call there.
2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Hello, John the Beggar.
Hi, sir. How are you?
Great. Can you lean into your phone? Because you're very hard to hear right now.
I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, pick it up, brother. And okay, you're on with Fake Nukes Phil.
Okay. When I was back in college, I remember this, there was a study that came out by some English people, and they claimed only 12 people on an average died in the Blitzkrieg of London. And most of those people, they were just people that didn't go down into the bomb shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And what? And I'm thinking, and they got hit by the bullets when they were shooting up at the planes?
That could be it, or they could have demoed a building, and he could have been snoozing in his bedroom, and
right. Know, yeah. Well, the British would have taken a photo of that dead civilian, and they would have plastered it on every newspaper, said, look what the Germans did. I mean, because there's no bigger, better propaganda windfall than when your enemy starts killing civilians. Well, then that's just going to be plastered on every newspaper. But yet, strangely, the British didn't choose that angle. And I know how British propaganda works. They would have chosen that angle. Instead, they gave us a photo of Eileen Dunne on the cover of Life magazine in 1940. And this is little girl in a bed holding a teddy bear, and she's got a bandage on her hair, and they didn't even shave her hair. And they're saying that she's a victim of a bombing raid, but you look at her and she's perfectly fine. There's no injury. And it was a stunt. That whole Eileen Dunne photo shoot was a stunt. That girl had no injury, but it traumatized all of America. It's like, oh my gosh, look at what's happening over there in London. That little girl's in a hospital bed and she's holding a teddy bear. It's like, yeah, because Cecil Beaton, the guy who took these photos, would always put a teddy bear in these children's arms, and that would add drama to the photograph. It's like, and these little children.
It's like killing puppies and kittens gets people mad.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what they're doing in Gaza right now too. They're burying kittens in the rubble, and they're pretending to rescue them. And then the kitten flies out, you know, with no broken bones or anything, and runs away. And it's like, you buried that cat in that rubble, and then you pretended to rescue it. It's like,
yeah, definitely. Like you too, you look at the in World War II, and I know my mother and my father were propagandized beforehand. Oh, the Germans bombed England and all that, and really it was the English bombing the Germans. Mm-hmm. And also they talked about the wheelbarrows full of money. In Berlin, and because they had this newsreel and this guy had a wheelbarrow. But if you look out at pictures and there's footage and there's stills, no one was carrying wheelbarrows full of money in Berlin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that probably is a whopper of a story.
Because I knew people who lived in Brazil and Argentina during the 80s, the times of 3,000% inflation. Nobody did that. They just gave bigger denominations of notes, or they called the currencies and devalued them. But nobody ever was at a point where they were carrying wheelbarrows or boxes of money.
Yeah, you'd be pretty vulnerable if all your money was in a wheelbarrow. I mean, people would run up and just grab it out of there. And, you know, if money was that scarce.
Yeah, and they would say that you would get a check, like you go to his uncle. I know this one guy, he worked in a machine shop, and he'd get paid, and they'd run to the machine shop. He'd endorse the check, hand it out the window. They'd run to the bank, and the family would be there, and they'd split up the money, and the night before, they'd have a list of things to buy. And then they would tell you, you know, buy toothpaste, by gum, by toothpicks, by shoelaces, anything you can if you got any money left over. And I know my friend, he brought home what would be the equivalent of about $3.40 or something. And oh, they threw a fit at him and told him because it wouldn't be worth anything the next day. But they actually would keep stockpiles of little things, and then families would trade with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This terrible thing where you have wheelbarrows. People just exaggerate so many things to frighten people.
Yeah. Well, time is definitely on our side when we start debunking the propaganda of World War II, because we can see that there was one side who was taking photographs of dead civilians, and there was one side that wasn't. And we should be seeing dead civilians in Warsaw, because we were told that the Germans were bombing residential neighborhoods in Warsaw. And yet, strangely, the Polish can't provide any photos of dead, except for Katyn Forest. At Katyn Forest, we do see dead civilians, but that was done by the Soviets. Okay.
Yeah.
The Americans should have some dead civilians at Pearl Harbor. We were told the Japanese killed some civilians in Honolulu. Well, strangely, the Americans forgot to take those photographs, except for that one guy in the car that's got his head slouched over. It's like, that doesn't count. That's an easily faked photograph. And then we've already talked about the Blitz. But yeah, there's places all over where we should be, but they don't exist. But the Germans have hundreds of them. I have a file from Hamburg, Cologne, Dresden. And I'm sure there are thousands more. but the Americans destroyed all those photographs. The fact that a few hundred or a couple hundred made it out shows that the Germans had a lot more than just this. But the couple hundred that made it out are still more than what the Allies have. The Allies have nothing, nothing. And the Japanese have lots of women and children with melted skin. And we get these photos from Hiroshima because the Americans allowed those photographs to get out because they wanted us to think that this atom bomb was real. And so they let out a few photographs from Hiroshima, but those victims are victims of napalm. They are not victims of atomic weapon.
Yeah, because the train trolley track went, mm-hmm. I'm not sure it was Hiroshima or Nagasaki, it mm-hmm. was still working at the end of the war.
Yeah.
And the radiation should have messed that up. Now, I do believe in radiation. I wouldn't hang around and sleep on an X-ray machine or anything like that.
Yeah.
I do believe. And I know that I just had a CT scan, and they made me drink some radioactive stuff to scan me.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It was. They said, drink lots of water and flush your kidneys out. You don't want that sitting in you. So I did. And there is real radiation, and I think uranium does have radiation. Mm-hmm. And whatever they're doing to heat water in those nuclear power plants, I don't know what exactly it is, but they're doing something to heat water. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know.
Well, they're using – it's a dump load facility is my theory. So they are – anytime there's excess energy in the grid that they have to get rid of, and they can't sell it over the border, they just dump it and boil the water with plain old elements. So I don't believe in magic hot rocks that are moderated by columns of, I guess it's some kind of iron or something that's supposed to intercede into the so-called proton exchange, where it just the runaway reaction, whatever the hell it is. So those
I still think there's something going on there. I'll agree with you, it's not this nuclear fission or fusion, and I don't think the sun is nuclear at all. I think that's more of an electric charge.
Well, that's a whole other story on the sun.
Yeah, and I don't even think there's any such thing as light years. I think light is just there.
Okay.
Yeah, now you're
it has no speed limit. Well, that's probably true, because wasn't Einstein the one who came up with the light year? And so if it came from Einstein, well, then it's a fraud, and we can toss it in the trash. And yeah, and I John Cathy said that he thought that how they boil water at these nuclear power plants is more like a chemical reaction. It's not a fusion or a fission. Enriched uranium will have a chemical reaction with water and cause it to boil or something. And that was his theory.
If you believe in enriched uranium, I'm just I'm not into magic rocks, period. So
well, the sorcerers, the official sorcerers of Canada, David Suzuki, always called nuclear power an expensive way to boil water.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a power plant is. So it's whatever way you can to turn the turbines, whether it be steam or actual water pushing it around, like Niagara Falls.
So, true.
All right.
True. Very.
Any other questions there, John?
No, just thought I would call in. And it's hard for me to get into your site.
Which
I
site?
I have to come on.
Which one?
To get on your radio right now.
Well, what
stream? Live stream.
So the live stream is not working for you. Fake11.com/Radio 1, is that what you're talking about?
No, what I do is I hit the Fakeologist site, and it has live streams. I click on that.
Okay.
And you get to the thing, and if I don't get in early, if I get after you started,
so live show,
let me in.
So
yeah,
right here,
me in.
Well, where I want to know where to get where the problem is. So you go to the live show here? No,
I go right there to live stream,
and you click
on
stream,
that little picture. Yeah, there's that little picture with the guy, and he's with like a disc jockey.
Okay.
I hit the thing to get in, and it will not let me in. It says error. I have to be there before starting time and listening to whatever's there. Otherwise, I can't get in.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, you see this screen right here like this?
All I see is a black screen with a little MP player on it, and you're 48 minutes and 28 seconds.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Well, there's another way to do it. Just type in fake11.com/radio1. Fake11.com/radio1. Maybe I'll edit this page. I appreciate you helping me here. Fake11.com/radio1 or fake11.com/stream1, because I don't want you having any trouble getting in. So there's two different ways, so they might work better.
Okay.
So
I wrote that down.
Fake11.com/radio1, fake11.com/stream1. They both have different pages. And if you've got VLC player, most people don't really understand or do this. You can take these feeds. Let me just find it here. You've got, take a look at this. Maybe you can't see the screen, but there are these different symbols on the top. These are also all links that you can put in VLC player. Do you have VLC player on your computer?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look on that one.
Yeah, just it's the most common free player, VLC player, and you just put one of these links on here and paste it in, and then you can just hit it like a radio station. So you can just program it as a radio station. Just save the link, and it'll be like a radio station. That's what I would recommend.
Okay.
I don't do that myself, but I'm pretty sure many people do. They'll just add this link to their VLC player. And open. Let me just show you, because it is worth looking at. I'm gonna share the screen. Phil, I hope you don't mind. I just want to show people this.
Oh, people have seen my ugly mug before.
Okay, no, I'm just taking. this is the VLC player here. Now, if you can see here, you can click on Media and open a network stream. Control N. And you can see all these different types of links, examples. Now I grabbed a link from fake11.com/stream1. So let me see if I can click it here. So, here it is here. Let me just grab it. And, looks like it already brought VLC player. Let's see here. Hold on a sec. Let's see if I did that already. Is it playing? Let me just see here. Hold on a sec.
Another thing I wanted to say was, I think that guy named Dover, could he be related to Tiffany?
That's what one person said. They said they both faked their deaths and on the other side of paradise. That was Tiffany Dover's, one of her last Facebook tweets. She said, "See you on the other side of paradise." And so that was very cryptic. Because she was
also related to Ben Dover. Sorry, I just had to say it.
It was out there
one today.
Okay,
today
so
I'm
now
coming home to my, yeah.
I think I got the stream playing in the background there. So VLC player is what you want, and paste the media stream from fake11.com/stream1. There's links on the top, just little icons. Copy their links. But yeah, maybe Dover is their fake truther that they invent, or their actor. I mean, they do recycle these names. They're sort of coded. What do you think of that?
That's very possible. And I'm looking at a lot of these athletes collapsing, and some of them I think are phony.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I think when I was younger, I could have done some stuff like that. Today, I couldn't because I'd probably break my neck. I have a hard time with a walker walking 500 feet.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, definitely Damar Hamlin. He hit the ground with his butt first. That was not a collapse. So,
yeah.
So what's your take on why would they fake it? Because I have my take. What's your take?
They have control of both sides.
Yeah.
And they do things to make people look bad. And it's like a stream or like a river, and they can just control the flow of it. They can't actually control it. A lot of people are starting to figure out what's going
on. Right. Yeah, that's my theory. They like to steer the river. They can't stop the info, but they like to control it and steer it. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, they saw how far people would go. And I'm quite sure they've got us on a list somewhere as people that aren't real cooperative.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
And they've got other people that are just sheeple. You know, they'll do anything they're told.
Yeah, and they'll spread any rumor that they're told. I noticed the rumor spreaders in the comment section. They have no direct knowledge that any of this stuff is happening, but they're on there throwing temper tantrums at me because I refuse to believe that the Gaza war is real. It's like, how dare you not think it's real? And they're pushing the narrative for free. They're not even getting paid. It's called a useful idiot, where you just spread the rumor for free. And well, yeah, I used to be a useful idiot. Like, I used to spread the rumor for free. I would get online. I would yell at people for. It's like, don't you know how many people would be involved in this hoax if that was true? Like, you know, talking about the moon landing, for instance. I would be that guy. But you know, in the years since, I've learned how it's done, and it doesn't really involve that many people at the top. And
no,
the people down the rungs of the ladder, they don't really know what's going on. It's compartmentalized, and you know, oh, they can get away with big hoaxes. And you think a lot of people are in on it, but no, not really. It's just a handful of people at the top. Usually the police,
well, I know
the police chief is in on it, and the fire department chief is on it, and the hospital management, when they're pretending to treat fake patients over at the hospital, they're in on it too. But you know, that's just a handful of people. And then the media.
Definitely.
I think a lot of people in the media actually think it's real. Yeah.
I don't know about that. There's a lot of hoax codes, and that's there to tip off underlings that this is not true. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, like the missing shoes or the 33 are always put in, and or the orange people wearing orange, and yeah, and the imaginative names of the double initials. Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely the imaginative initials and stuff like that, and. It's just a wacky world out there.
Mm-hmm.
A wacky world of fakery, for sure.
That's right. Fakery. So much fakery. It's just incredible. I think back to things like the assassination of George Wallace. Mm-hmm. I have to believe that was staged too.
Yes. I haven't done a crackdown on that, but one day it'll come across my radar. But yeah, I'm all these other assassinations were faked, and I know that one had to have been.
Was
faked.
George Wallace assassinated or an assassination attempt?
Attempt, and yeah. Then he was always in a wheelchair. Now, was he losing his ability to walk before then?
Yeah,
he was going to lose it, and they were going to use this as a thing.
The other guy was Larry Flint from Hustler. Remember, yeah. That was another one, huh?
Yeah, what? I think that was phony too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, that's he was big on his pornography, and that was a whole freedom of speech thing going on as well. There's so much. It just never ends. This fakery, does it?
No, they keep pulling stunts, and people keep believing them. And as long as you don't, and you look at everything and say maybe it did, maybe it didn't, you're better off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, just having a question mark in your mind about everything. Because like you say, most stuff is just boring things. And if someone does kill someone, there's a little blurb about it in the newspaper when it happens, and a little blurb when the conviction comes. But they don't center on it. They only center on fake stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, John, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. We're going to wrap up now. I don't like to keep Phil for more than an hour, and I have to hit the hay myself.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to me, guys, and good
yeah,
night.
Thanks for calling in, John.
Thank you, John. John the Beggar from the South Shore of St. Lawrence Seaway here in the Great Lakes region there. Okay. What else you got, Phil? Anything else before we wrap her up? You have so much content here. Fake Nukes Phil on BitChute here. This guy pumps out 10 videos a day easily, all over all kinds of topics, too.
Yeah, I just want to touch on Gemma's situation. Looks like okay. She got arrested. What was it, okay. Today or yesterday?
But what happened? Tell us what happened.
She's pointing out this corrupt judge and the corrupt attorneys, this whole court case. He's allowing illegal things to go on in the courtroom. And So
what was your what was the charge? What was she charged with?
Liable, I think, against the mother of a son that she claimed died suddenly, and the mother is just so irreparable. She's so devastated that Gemma would question how her son died that she had to take her to court and had to get her arrested. And it says,
so hold on. What did Gemma say the guy died of?
From the vaccine.
Okay. And this lady was saying that's not true?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess so. I guess that's what she's saying. So, you know.
Interesting. Well, I'm suspicious of, I know, I said this directly to Gemma, you know, we're very suspicious of anyone in the media or just having left the mainstream media, you see. I mean, she's nice and all, and I know you guys get on pretty good, but this is this more of the stagecraft? This is the question I have to ask.
Well, I hope they don't take her house. I hope they don't bankrupt her. I just, you know, she's gotten me some good exposure over there in Ireland, and she has a big audience, and so.
Well, because she's from the mainstream, right?
Yes, I think she used to be mainstream back in 2013.
Yeah. Right.
I think it was when she got fired, is back in 2013.
So people know her. She's well known.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so since 2013, she's been doing her own website and her own thing. The Irish Light. It's a newspaper there in Ireland. Yeah. And
so she's out of jail now?
I guess it was a booking, and she was allowed to go home, but it's just, I think they, what do they do? They photograph you and fingerprint you or whatever they do. And
do we have her mugshot?
No, I don't think she provided one. I don't know if they would give her one. But
well, it should be public, no? Did you ever look at the website Smoking Gun? I used to look at that all the time back in the day. Do you remember that one?
No.
Smoking Gun, they always show mugshots.
Oh.
At least in the U.S. I think it was called The Smoking Gun. Let me look that up.
Okay.
This was sort of back in the day.
Well, then let's look it up.
This isn't the site. I just remember Smoking Gun. They're also always posting mugshots. Mugshots. Let's just see what we got here. I don't know what they do in Ireland. It's just, okay, it's called mugshot. Okay, here we go. So they're just, I think this site has changed since I've looked at it. But this is allegedly what a real mugshot should look like. I'm not sure this is real either, though.
Yeah, I mean,
Victoria's big. I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, that top picture is like, what information can you glean from that? It's just,
yeah, and then we got Trump. So yeah, I don't think so. You're not wearing your suit when you're getting the mugshot. That doesn't work. Anyway, this is back in the day, so I guess this site has morphed. So you'd think that if she had a mugshot, that it would be posted somewhere. If it's true.
Well,
question everything, Phil. Right?
Yeah. We'll wait for Gemma to give an answer to that. But yeah, you know, I guess here in America, the mugshots are available publicly. Yes.
They're supposed to be, but this Smoking Gun, these are not real mugshots. So,
oh, okay.
I used to look at this before I was a fakeologist. I just brought it up now.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think so. I think they're standardized. You're in front of the height thing, you're wearing a certain prison outfit. You don't get to pose in a suit with a pin, with a flag pin. You know, well, like, well,
definitely this whole Donald Trump and Giuliani thing.
That's all theater.
That's definitely all theater. So,
and this guy going, I don't know what's on his head there. Yeah. Bukkake, it says here. Oh boy. Yeah, I don't think so. That's all. This is all crap. Bullshit.
Yeah,
it doesn't work like this, guys. Okay. Okay, so you're worried about Gemma. Okay, what's this? It says illegal fund here. So what? They took away your GoFundMe?
Oh, the prosecution is working off an illegal fund by giving false information in the media. And so they're raising money off of false information that they're posting in the media to use against Gemma in court.
I don't know. This one's very suspicious to me.
Okay.
Well, I'll put that in the very suspicious box.
We'll see how it works out.
Now, before you run away, can you just talk about this? Okay, we got one more call here. Let's grab it real quick.
Hold time, 28 seconds.
All right, caller on the line. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
This is Dean from Orange County.
Hey, Dean. Orange County, Florida or California?
I live in California with Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how's it going, Dean? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for taking my call, Fake. And you're my favorite Canadian, second to Bret Hart and Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, thanks. Are you talking about Fake Phil or Fake Fakeologist?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no problem, buddy.
Thanks for taking my call, and I just want to say thanks, you guys, and keep up the good work. Phil, I value your perspective. You definitely help open my mind. Just please don't go full Dave J on us. Although I nobody died, nobody got hurt slogan. That's
Dave J's getting catchy. A lot of shouts out tonight. Yeah, I didn't
yeah,
Dave J, I didn't take your call tonight because we had you on last night. I need a break, but Dave J is huge in the comments section. So yeah, you're a fan of Dave J, Dean?
No.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No, I've come across as, you know, just listening to you guys, but I heard him with Rizzoli, that little exchange is funny. But I really enjoyed the Zundel cast he did. And
I'm not done. I'm going to have him back on Sunday.
What was that guy's name? Robinson?
Or? Yeah, John Robinson is pseudonym there. And Monica Schaefer is going to come on. She's another Canadian. My biggest interest is turning things they don't like into hate speech. That's my biggest concern, because that could
be. Well, that's what they're coming for. Any type of denial is going to be criminalized soon.
Well, it already is in Canada to some extent, but I don't think talking about it is criminal. But
hope not.
I sure hope not. Yeah. So they're going to be back. We're going to do a sort of a Zundel cast on Sunday. That'll be on Sunday.
Right on.
So you can.
Well, yeah, I look forward to it. And yeah, I really like Phil's work on 9/11 and World War II. And
yeah,
I like a lot of the content you guys post. And just thought I'd call in.
Well, that's really kind of you. Really kind. Yeah. I appreciate it. It's a good way to wrap up the show, I think. A little compliment, Phil. We need a little encouragement here and there.
It's good to hear from someone who appreciates it. Yeah.
I'm spreading the word. I try. Everyone I come in contact with, coworkers, my brother, people are coming around. I mean,
yeah, you know, don't get yourself fired. But yeah, people should be coming around with this moon landing thing. I mean, come on. I mean, even normies are waking up.
It's laughable. I mean, that's probably my most recent awakening has been in the whole fake space, the ISS, even satellites and shit.
Yeah.
It's Soviet propaganda, in my opinion, honestly.
Oh, yeah. They started it. They started the space fakery, actually. The Soviets are really...
Yeah.
They've been faking us for a long time.
Even the whole Cold War is just... It's,
oh, yeah. There's no Cold War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you guys wrap it up.
It's a war against the people, actually, worldwide.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's the real war. The war is to make sure you don't get anywhere and you run around in circles your whole life and don't get too powerful. And when you get enough money, they'll just take it.
Yeah.
That's the way. That's it. Well, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. There he goes, California there. One last thing about your rant section. I don't use it on my FAKO, on my BitChute channel. What's it all about?
Just people that I blocked, they can come in and they can make their comments in the rant and rave section.
Okay.
And they can call me.
You do engage it, huh?
Yeah. And they call me names over there. And I say, oh, okay. You sound like that one guy I blocked. you know, and I can tell like who they are from what they say. And so I think,
so anybody can just go in there. They don't even have to log in, I guess.
To
the BitChute.
I should try to see if a login is required.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that yet. I've the only time I've ever gone in there is when I'm logged in. And so that's a good question. I don't know.
Well, you got a lot of strange names. That's why names you don't see in the comment section.
They generate these three names together and it's just a random generation. And so whenever you comment, it just gives you a random generation of three names.
Okay.
But when I go in there, I can identify the owner of the channel myself. I can actually identify myself. I can get in there and I say, oh, okay, you remind me of that one guy I blocked. And, you know, and then they just kind of scurry away.
All right. I don't know. Is it worth engaging the trolls? That's
money. Yeah, I only do like one or two comments in there a day, you know. Just real quick.
I got it. All right, Phil. Well, you always give us tons of content. I enjoy your stuff. I always like your show with Jim as well. That's a good one.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Everyone should go over there to Jim Rizzoli's channel. He's a pretty good guy. He's an older guy. He gives you a lot of different topics. It's not just the Jews and the Holocaust. He does talk about other stuff, so I appreciate that. He does have an open mind. Today he was going on about the eclipse, so I think something happened because I videoed it, so it happened here, but what exactly is going on?
Yeah.
I think you commented about the hysteria too. It was a whole nothing burger, wasn't it?
A lot of channels were talking about all this stuff that was going to happen. It was going to be a mass die-off. It's going to be, you know, the apocalypse. It's going to be, you know, and nothing happened.
And nothing happened. Another day of nothing happening. What a surprise,
and,
huh?
And all those channels that do that, they get all these subscribers. And the price you got to pay to be a popular channel is you got to scare your audience. You got to get all this hysteria going on. And, you know.
So if I predict that tomorrow nothing's going to happen, I'm not going to get any more subscribers.
Yeah, you know, because nobody wants to hear, because everybody's been MK Ultra. We want to be traumatized more. And so, yeah, they'll go to the Alex Jones channel or one of these channels that predict volcanoes are going to erupt and there's going to be all kinds of earthquakes, you know, after the solar eclipse. So.
And what proof do they have that there was an earthquake at all? I personally never been in one. I've never felt one. Mm-hmm. I always miss it by a few seconds. I mean,
oh, okay.
I'm very suspicious of the whole concept of earthquakes. And I know we're going to get pushback on that, but there's stories about earthquakes and there are buildings that lean over, but is there any other explanation? I don't know. I don't think we're floating on magma on tectonic plates. Do you?
Yeah, that's another, I would have to say that's a whopper. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty hard to prove. Show me the magma. Show me the plates that are bumping into each other. And don't forget where you live, California is supposed to crack off into the sea.
Yeah, that's way over the top. That's never going to happen. But, you know, I've felt some good shakers here. But
okay,
where I live, nothing ever happens because most of our houses are one story. And so nothing collapses. But during that Northridge quake in 94, there was I saw on TV that a overpass collapsed over up there in Los Angeles.
Right.
But, you know, I firsthand information, no overpasses collapse down here where I'm at.
Are they blowing anything up in your area underground, though, is the question. Are they fracking or mining? Because those do cause probably ripple effects throughout the earth.
I mean,
building hitting the ground.
They have oil rigs all up the coast. You know, you can see them from Huntington Beach. You can see them in Orange County. Yeah, they got oil rigs all up the coast. So maybe where they drill oil, maybe that's where the earthquakes happen. Maybe you're right.
Right. So if they do a big explosion underground, then they'll say to the media, hey, earthquake at 4:00. Make sure you broadcast it because a couple people will have felt something. So they'll need a story, and we can't tell them we're blowing up the water table and polluting their water.
Yeah. Well, it would require a lot of dynamite because I don't believe nukes exist.
So yeah, dynamite. Yeah.
They would have to put in a whole bunch of dynamite in order to make it shake like I felt in 94 during that Northridge. I mean, that would have required a lot of dynamite. So, I kind of tend not to think that. But
okay. But then the alternative is plates bumping into each other, floating on hot magma.
Yeah, I don't know what the alternative is. I don't have to believe in the plate tectonics either. I'm sure it's a whopper. Since they taught that to me in school, I'm sure it's a lie. And so, there's something going on. Probably the ancient Greeks probably had a better explanation for it than I think what they say. I think it was the Minotaur and Apollo are having a fight underground. That's what caused earthquakes. And that's probably a better explanation than what we're being told.
Yeah, underground sword fights. Yeah.
Yeah, sword fights between, you know, the Greek gods, angry gods. Yeah.
Okay, Phil, thanks. Have a good good night. It's a beautiful world, as you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All
right. You have a good night too. See you next week.
Take care. All the best. Fake Nukes Phil. Phil at fakeologist.com. And it's a beautiful world. Don't forget fakeologist.com/donate if you want to support the program. And tomorrow we have a special guest. I don't have his name right off the top of my head. Frank will be here, but we're going to have a special guest who has a Substack, and I got to review my notes and make sure I know who I'm talking to tomorrow, and he'll be calling in tomorrow. I can't remember his name right now, but look for an extra person on the show tomorrow, something a little different. Take care, and see you later.
The way they show they care makes me want to say, it's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world.